second chapter. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for these your people who have come out, oh God, who continue to understand that the word nor you ended on the day of resurrection, that the world nor our lives ended on the day of resurrection, but that we began a new portion, a new journey in our lives, oh God. And we thank you for the people that are in worship places all over this world, even right now, God. Thank you, Lord. We know that on last Sunday, oh God, that churches were over flooded, oh God, with people, oh God, who were coming just for that Sunday, Lord. And we are not judging them, God, but we're asking, God, that something that they experienced caused them, oh God, or caused them to continue to learn more of you, to worship you, God, and to understand that the end has not yet come. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Thank you, God. I'm going to tell you, you can go ahead and be seated. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If we go back to Acts, the first chapter, where Sister Jalen read, and we're going to look at that first through fifth verse. Amen. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that began to do and teach. Amen. And Sister Jalen, for your references, Y-E is ye, like you, ye. Amen. Ye, amen. That was the way they spoke during that time. Ye have done this. Ye should do that. Amen. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version right now. Amen. He was taken up after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. And he, Jesus, presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of who? God. To these he also, who is these? The disciples, amen? Come on, inductive study, people. To these, the disciples, he also, that means he presented some this thing. Now he's presenting to them himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs. Amen? So then at this point, he's going to show them, I am the resurrected Christ. Amen? Appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Amen? It didn't stop at the resurrection. Amen. That should have been the topic this morning. It didn't stop at the resurrection. Amen. And for so many people who came out to celebrate, quote, Easter. Amen. Amen. Going in and dressing up in the new dresses and the frilly socks and the three-piece suits and the shirts and ties. Amen. For the young children. Amen. The Easter speeches, amen, recitations of Christ and recitations of the cross, amen, recitations of things that even don't have anything to do with Christ, the Easter bonnet, amen, and the Easter eggs, amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, amen. And they swarmed the churches, I can imagine, on last Sunday, amen. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy God. Amen. Churches were set up to have more than one service to accommodate. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. To accommodate, to make sure really that their members were able, amen. Come on, God. Those who come all the time were able to experience worship on that Sunday. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So he presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, Christ said this, you heard from me, for John baptized with water. I already told you this one time. Y'all with me? Christ, I already told y'all this one time. You heard it from me. You didn't hear from anybody else. I already told you one time, John baptized with water. But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And guess what he said? Not many days from now. So that's some of the, come on, we're looking at the 40 days. Amen? Some things took place during what? The 40 days. Amen? We're looking at the 40 days. These are some things that took place. Amen? Christ didn't just rise and go straight to God. Amen? Oh, gosh. Let's go over to the second chapter and the first through the fourth verses. Uh-oh. What's that last thing he said? Not many days from now, what's going to happen? You're going to be baptized with what? The Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's go over to that second chapter. And when the day of Pentecost, what'd you say, Elder? Okay, come on. Somebody catch that. 10 days later, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them. Divided tongues as of fire appeared to them. Y'all know what a fire flame looks like. Y'all know how that you envision a fire. You see a fire. Even the way people picture fire or dramatize fire or try to create a picture of fire, it looks like tongues, doesn't it? Come on. And so they said divided tongues of fire appeared to them, but it rested on each one of them. Jeremiah said it's like what? Fire shut up in my bones. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. As the Spirit allowed them to speak in tongues, they what? Spoke in tongues. Amen? So see, speaking in tongues isn't something somebody made up. Amen? So somebody says when people are speaking in tongues, I don't really understand what they're saying, but this said they didn't understand either. It says, now there were dwelling, I'm going to keep going for a minute, in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Let's think about a conference. There were devout men from every nation under heaven. Amen? Dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at the sound, what sound? The sound that was being uttered by them in tongues. Amen? The multitude came together. Oh, Jesus, they hear all this going on. So the people are coming to see what's going on. And they were bewildered. They wondered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. You got the Chinamen, come on, God. You got the Japanese, come on, God. You've got the Russian, amen. Come on, give me some more. You've got the Italian, amen. You got the Persians, amen. The Greeks, amen. And so all of them are in the same place, and they're hearing these tongues. They're hearing these people speak in tongues. These people, these disciples, they hear them. And it sounds like utterance and babbling, but I can understand what you're saying. And this disciple is saying one thing, but five people from five languages can understand exactly what he's saying, amen. Have you all ever been in the presence of people of another tongue and you wondering, what in the world are they saying? Come on, we know we do. When you go to the nail shop, you hear it. Come on. This is Sister Caitlin smiling. Amen? And you're wondering, you are, what they're saying, aren't you? So I want you to imagine that, and you're hearing it, and you say, all of a sudden, you're able to understand what they're saying. You'd probably be scared. No, you wouldn't, because guess what? You wouldn't even understand that they're not speaking in your language. You just hear it and it comes naturally. Amen? And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? Wait a minute. All of them are of the same breed. They come from the same place. Why are they all speaking these different languages? How come they can talk in my language and I'm from somewhere else? Come on. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Slow me down. Take me back. Amen. So So the 40 days we're teaching this morning, let me just share this with you. People tend to, and I think I touched on this a little bit, to think or act like the Bible comes to a stop after Jesus is raised from the dead. There's so much more coming. Oh, God. There are a lot of pages left after we read that part. Amen? In fact, if we look at it, almost half of the New Testament happens after Jesus has already been crucified and raised from the dead. Amen? So there's a question this morning. What does the Bible tell us that Jesus did in those 40 days after the resurrection? One of the things was he showed himself to the people, amen? Not just to the disciples. Who was the first person to see Christ, amen? Mary Magdalene, amen? And then even when he went to the disciples, see, it took a moment. Because even when he went to the disciples, Thomas wasn't there. So all of the disciples except Thomas had seen him, so they believed. And then when they began to tell Thomas was probably looking at them sideways like, really, y'all? Unless I touch his hand, the holes in his hand, and put my hand in his side, I'm not going to believe it. Because I was there when they pierced him in his hands and when they pierced him in his side. Amen? And when Christ returned, days later, Thomas was there. Christ said to him, Thomas, go ahead and touch my hand. And go ahead and put your hand in my side. He didn't have to do it, but because Christ knew this was what was in his mind, he then believed. Amen? The Gospel of John in the 20th chapter, so Skaten, if you find that for us, in the 7th verse, tells us that the cloth which had been placed over Jesus' face was not thrown aside, but it was neatly folded. This is teaching this morning. Amen? So the question here is, did the Savior take time when he got up to fold up the cloth? Was Jesus Christ the spirit when he got up, or was Jesus Christ the man when he got up? You see, in Jewish tradition, anytime a person got up, they used napkins. Remember, the cloth napkins were what they had at the table with dinner. Amen? And when they got up from the table during those times, and they took the napkin and balled it up and threw it aside, that means they were done. But when they got up from the table, you see, most of the time you had servants that were serving, amen, and people who were clearing the table, amen. Y'all know how it is when y'all go to a restaurant, when y'all use a cloth napkin, when y'all get up from the table, you don't fold that thing up. What you do? Just throw it on the table or ball it up. It's on top of the plate, amen. You don't fold it back in the condition you found it in. So one of the traditions, after a servant set the dinner table, he would wait out of sight until the family had finished eating. If one of them was done, they would rise up, water the napkin, and toss it onto the table. This was a signal to the servant who's waiting to clear the place that you're done. But if you got up from the table, folded your napkin, and laid it beside your plate, the message was, I'm not finished yet. The folded cloth served to whisper to those who listened, watch this, I'm coming back. The word of God in John 20:7 says, it tells us that the cloth which had been placed over Jesus' face was not thrown aside, but was neatly folded. How many times have we studied and been able to come to the conclusion based on what's in the Bible and what it says and lining it up with the traditions of the Jews, amen? Jesus Christ was a what? Of the times, even the times that they lived in, the things that we're reading, amen, line up with the way life was. So why did Jesus stay around 40 days after he came back from the grave instead of immediately going to heaven? Jesus stayed on earth after his resurrection. Instead of ascending immediately into heaven, it was to demonstrate to his followers that he was truly alive. If, watch this, if they had come to that tomb, discovered Christ's body gone, and never saw him again, somebody tell me what you think the thought would be. Somebody stole the body. Or, watch this, those non-believers, the first thing they were going to say, oh, his people took his body and hid it. Come on. They took his body and moved it, so we think that he got up. But Christ stayed on earth because he had to show himself to the people. Amen? Come on, God. When Jesus appeared among them after the resurrections, their lives were changed. Another reason why Jesus stayed on earth was to teach his disciples. He continued to teach them. He taught them what to do after he was gone. He taught them that they must go out and continue to preach his word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. While staying with them, that's going back to Acts 1, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem. He gave them some instructions, but then he continued to teach them that they had to go into the world. Amen. And they had to continue to teach others, to bring others in. Amen. That it doesn't stop because I'm ascending. Do y'all know that there was another time during Christ's stay on earth? Remember when he broke bread with the disciples? The Last Supper? What we celebrate during communion? And he said, I won't do this. I'm not going to eat and drink again until when? I do it with you in the presence of who? My Father. But there was another opportunity for Jesus to break bread. He blessed it and gave it to them. He did not partake. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I hope y'all learning because we're almost done. This is about teaching. This is about us remembering that the 40 days after Christ left this earth is important as the 40 days, thank you, Lord, of Lent. The 40 days after he left are as important as the 40 days prior to his, amen, his crucifixion. So the 40 days after he got up, amen, are just as important. We tend to celebrate Easter and keep right on trucking back to our same old ways. So the things that we have thought on during the Lenten season, during that 40-day period coming up to celebrating the resurrection of this glorious man, of this man who gave his life, we've got to continue in these 40 days. Here we are 7 days later. I can't tell you exactly what happened 7 days later. The word does not give us chronological every single day what happened. It tells us 10 days after he told the disciples that the Holy Ghost was going to come upon them, that it happened 10 days later, the day of Pentecost came. Amen? But it does not tell us, unless I haven't been able to find it, what day was that when he told them that. Amen? Come on, Jesus. It does tell us that on the third day he rose. The tomb was empty. It does tell us that on that third day that he rose, the tomb was pushed away. The stone was rolled away. And on that Sunday morning, that same day, that the ladies came looking for him, amen, and did not what? See him. We know that the Roman centurion or guard, their people were on guard. They wouldn't have dared put Jesus' people on guard. See, if they were talking about he gonna raise this temple again in 3 days, see, they didn't understand that. Tear down the temple. He was the temple. When they said, he said, tear this temple down. He said, I will rebuild it in 3 days. They looking at what's around them. He trying to show them him. I'm the temple. This is where you can find God. Amen? Right here inside of me. He said, tear it down. Go ahead. I'm going to rebuild it in 3 days. I'm coming back, amen? Do you know that the disciples, thank you, God, didn't keep everything to themselves that Jesus told them? That's why it was easy for Judas to set Jesus up, because he ran his mouth too much. And then he was being greedy and looking for stuff. Remember, when you start running your mouth about things, you know people are going to come to you and try to get something out of you. Amen? That's why Judas made himself an easy target to be used. But understand that Judas only did that because God allowed it. Because the word of God had to be what? Fulfilled. So I encourage you this morning, as you continue in this 40 days, amen, following the celebration of the resurrection, that you continue with the mindset that you had the 40 days prior to. Something you should have changed. They say it takes 21 days to change my ways. So if we've been pushing through for 40, we almost double that time, amen? That means that those things that we learn to give up, that we learn to not do, that we learn to focus more on God and godly ways, those ways ought to be within us now, amen? So as we continue the 40 days and we continue moving, we just needed to give us some information this morning, some facts this morning, some teaching this morning, amen? It's so much more that I could share, but time certainly won't allow. I've read so much about this 40 days after, amen? I encourage you to read more, amen? Go and study, amen? Study Acts. Go to John. Go to, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to the history books, because the things line up. I even begin to read where scholars were trying to pinpoint the actual date of Jesus' birth and the actual date of his resurrection. Amen? One of the things they said about the Word of God was that the writers of the Word of God did not write this as a historical ledger, but they wrote it inspired by God. And when they say not as a historical ledger, they mean they didn't give you this time, that time. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What date you got for that? Come on. Huh? The beginning, that's the date. Amen? We don't know the date that Noah got in the ark. Amen? But scholars have studied because they try to go back. What they look at is the historical things that are recorded, such as who reigned, when was Herod's reign. So they're able to kind of get close to when Christ was born, amen? Because they look at the reign of Herod, because that is recorded, amen? This thing gives us the history that God needs us to see, amen? But God says, study what? To show yourselves approved, amen? So when we're studying the Word of God, Elder, thank you, we have to also study the historical events that God has allowed man to record. They weren't recorded just because they wanted y'all to take history in school. They was recorded because God needs them to confirm his word. Amen? Come on, let's stand to your feet and give him a praise. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. That's an old hymn. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tired, whatever's going on around you, be encouraged, be lifted, amen? God will take care of you, amen? To my Tabernacle family, hold your heads up. God has another place in time so that your lives can make a difference in somebody's life who may not know him. I commission you all today. Stay steadfast in God. Carolyn, Jalen, Caitlin, Richard, stay steadfast in what you have learned of God wherever you're going to. Y'all stay steadfast in God. Stay steadfast in the word of God. You are forever, forever a reader of the word of God. Not just to come up here, but to read to your family. Your family is going to need to hear the word of God. To read for your family. To study, both of you, gifted and talented. You all are to remain in the word of God. And if by chance you should question or wonder, we are a phone call away. Do y'all understand that? Don't you let anything separate you from the love of God. Not anything separate you from the love of God. Amen? Amen. Y'all continue to study. Amen? Me and Elder just got someplace we're going to have to come visit. That's all. Okay? Your Annie, your pastor done sighed, done stopped. I done cried enough. I can't cry no more. Stop it. But I know that's because I won't be able to just get my hugs every time I see you. Amen? I won't get them so often, but I'll get them. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this time, O Lord. Thank you for your people of God. And we're praying for the non-responsive portion of this church that did not respond to your call this morning to worship in this place. We're praying for them, God, that you continue to work with them, to teach them, to help us to continue to stay strong and steadfast and to teach, oh God, and to continue to move forward. And we pray these things and we say amen. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this offering that we're about to receive. We ask you to bless it, oh God, to multiply it, oh God, and to give back to the families tenfold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.